Our final batch of stories in this first half of the Chatterbox recording is all about food, glorious food. Well, food and gin. All the good things in life. We've got a story about porridge from Norwich. News of a gin academy.
Oh, where do I sign?
And a doctor's surgery that's now a cafe selling delicious cakes and other things to help the medicine go down. Paul starts us off.
On a chilly winter morning, there's nothing better than tucking into a steaming bowl of hearty porridge. But with summer in full swing and temperatures soaring in the fine city, how does a business selling the traditionally winter breakfast keep demand going? It has to get inventive, which is why Norwich Porridge has launched a new flavour for the balmy summer season. The business was created by friends Gavin Fulcher and Tom Gin, who were training for a marathon in 2016. Mr. Fulcher said, "We were eating a lot of porridge during training and we just thought that we could do a bit better than what was on the shelf. We felt the options weren't very generous, particularly with the fruit and nut flavours." The company currently offers 5 different flavours: cranberry and pistachio, grain and seed, fruity and nut, and just nut. And the latest addition to the roster is apple strudel flavour. All the oats for Norwich porridge are sourced in East Anglia, with as many of the other ingredients grown as locally to home as possible. Mr. Fulcher said, "Shopping from small businesses helps to boost the local economy. We have seen a huge uprising in local stores stocking local produce, and we are happy to be part of that movement as well. With packaging that dons well-known landmarks such as City Hall's lions, Norwich porridge is a hard one to miss."
A dilapidated doctor's surgery has been given a new lease of life, having been converted into a bustling cafe serving up bacon baps and sausage sarnies. The building in Rider Haggard Road, Heartsease, is used by St Francis Church and now sells hot drinks, cakes and breakfast sandwiches. The initiative is called the Good News Cafe and was launched with the intention of being a cheerful new space for families to get together and have a chat. The Reverend Janet Wyer, who is the vicar at St Francis Church and runs the cafe, says this building is right in the heart of the Heartsease area. "It's a lovely space, so we thought it would be a great idea to set up a cafe for people to get together and have a chat. The building also boasts a charity shop called Ancient and Modern, as well as Heartsease Community Money Advice Centre." The Reverend Wyer added, "There is very little on the estate now to do, so we wanted to try and offer some sort of facility that the area could enjoy. We're simply giving the Heartsease community a place they can sit and grab a drink and a bite to eat."
And at last we get to the gin story, Ruth. A brand new store in the historic Royal Arcade has opened its doors for the first time, much to the delight of passers-by. Geyer and Gimble toasted the launch of its new gin academy and bottle shop as it welcomed people to enjoy a drink last Saturday night. As well as sampling the fruity booze, guests were able to meet expert distillers and find out about what is on offer at the academy. The city-founded company has been run by Craig Allison and Rory Smith since 2019 from its Charing Cross Bar, Distillery and Gin Making Workshop. Jars of ingredients, including juniper berries, rose petals and coriander seeds, are on show inside the shop for the future distillers to roll up their sleeves and create their own flavours. Customers will now be able to take part in a 2.5-hour academy session. The opening coincided with World Gin Day, which is marked on the second Saturday of June to celebrate all things gin and to bring people together globally.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Ruth Murray, and Paul Henderson. Part two will follow immediately with Information Desk, three more sets of news and a second feature. Don't forget to listen out for the Norfolk Magazine, which follows after the end of part two. But that's it from us for now, and we wish you a very pleasant week.